Makeup, which is this atmospheric British psychodrama from writer-director Claire Oakley. This is a very interesting film. Molly Windsor plays Ruth, who is this kind of taciturn teenager who arrives at a fantastically bleak and desolate, this is the movie has made it look this way, bleak and desolate caravan park off-season in Cornwall, where all the elements seem to be sort of, you know, conspiring to create this gloomy backdrop. She arrives there where she meets her boyfriend, and very soon she starts to worry or become paranoid that her boyfriend has been cheating on her, because when she gets there, she finds lipstick smears on a mirror and strands of copper red hair amongst his clothes, which immediately leads her to feel suspicious. Here's a clip.
Have you been enjoying it here?
Yeah.
What kind of jobs you done before?
My aunt had a bakery, so helped out there every summer.
Strict health and safety in a bakery.
Yeah.
You see, normally, we hire a working couple in the winter. There's a lot of maintenance. And then there's a strip down, emptying all the vans, giving them a good scrub.
Sounds great.
You just throw yourself into it. You'll be fine.
Do you know a girl with long red hair?
She's not ringing any bells.
She doesn't live here, or...?
No.
So she starts to become kind of obsessed with this idea of finding the girl with the long red hair. And then the film sort of becomes very much like its central character. It becomes an enigma, a riddle, in which you're sort of asked to decide for yourself how much of what is happening is actually happening, how much of what's happening is, you know, part of an ongoing psychodrama. This is all aided very much by the fact that the film looks terrific. It's got this kind of really strange, almost science fiction inflected, otherworldly quality. There are certain shots of, there's a thing which is happening with the caravans, which is the caravans have to be enclosed in polythene in order to be fumigated. And particularly at night, when these caravans are, you know, completely wrapped in polythene, and then lights are on in the caravans, and you think you can see shapes behind them. So it's got a real sort of tone to it. It is, on the one hand, a kind of coming of age story about somebody coming to terms with their identity and their sexuality. It is also inflected with elements of horror. Interestingly, there's a clip that's doing the rounds at the moment, which is a clip used to illustrate the film, of a thing when she's had false fingernails put on and she's trying to take one of the fingernails off in the sink. And it's absolutely, the language of it is the language of horror movies. And one of the things I liked about the film was I couldn't quite tell what genre it was. And I really like that about it. I like the fact that it's, you know, it's a film which keeps you guessing. Perhaps towards the third act, it becomes rather more schematic. But it's an adventurous piece, and it's very, very big on atmosphere. Low on explanation, but big on atmosphere. And you know, sometimes you see a movie that kind of, it sticks with you afterwards. You kind of, it's individual images stay with you. And this is very much part of this. Also due to the sound design, which I thought was very, very well done. And it had a real kind of a real texture to it. I did spend quite a lot of it thinking, I don't quite know where this is going. I'm not quite sure, you know, what tone. And in fact, there was a moment when I thought, is this a horror film? And I just didn't know that it was a horror film, because it does have those horror inflections. Anyway, it's called Makeup. It's on Curzon Home Cinema, but it is also playing in select cinemas at the moment. I'm pretty certain it's playing the Plaza in Cornwall, for example. So it will be playing a number of cinemas over the next months, but it is also available on Curzon Home Cinema.